and all at once I found myself, well, chewing my paw. Does that strike you as odd? Well, it's not. In fact, it's the kind of response any normal, healthy American dog would have made in such a time of crisis. When we face unbearable moral decisions, when we feel ourselves being crushed by the responsibility of running our ranches, we often, well, chew our paws. Why? I'm not sure. Maybe it appears irrational and silly, but it makes us feel better. And besides, there was nobody around to see me doing it. I was in the process of chewing my left front paw and mulling over the crushing so-forth of the so-forth when I heard a sound to my left. Was that some kind of clue? I was chewing my left paw and I had heard a sound to my... No, it wasn't a clue. It was a cat. Pete. Have we discussed Pete? Maybe not, so let's get it over with. Pete was our local cat. I had no use for cats in general, and I had even less use for Pete, who was snotty, arrogant, dishonest, lazy, and dumb beyond belief. And you know what else? The little pest had a genius for showing up at just the wrong moments. Yes, I'm aware that dumb and genius don't exactly fit together, but somehow they both occurred every time this sniveling, scheming little freeloader of a cat showed up. And there he was, purring and rubbing his way down the garden fence. At the very moment when I needed time alone to ponder my heavy decision and, well, chew my paw, I heard his whiny voice.
Hello, Hanky. Out for a little stroll in the garden?
Kitty, let me go straight to the point. There's never a good time for you to walk into my life, but this time is even worse than most. I'm very busy right now.
Yes, I can tell. Well, you seem to be chewing your paw.